Wednesday the 17th of June, Tof Hei Sivan, Rabbi Eli Brunner, Tzitzis.
Leider Rabbi Sain. At the end of this week's Seder, we have the mitzvah of Tzitzis. The Torah says, V'risa Moisai, V'schaltem is called Mitzvah Hashem, V'yisim Kedoshim Le'elokechem. There's no need to translate that. The Bala Turim explains that the Tam, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us to put tzitzis on the four corners of our clothes is so that whichever direction we'll turn, we'll remember the mitzvah. The five knots of the tzitzis correspond to the Chamisha Chumash Torah. The eight threads is a reminder to stop us doing aveiros with the eight limbs of our body. And the Bala Turim enumerates the eight limbs: our eyes, ears, nose, hands, feet, mouth, elbow, and heart. The Slonim Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, in his Sefer Nesivos Sholem, points out that tzitzis is special and unique over and above all other mitzvahs of the Torah, that it's got the skula of gaining kedusha. As the Posuk says, V'yisem kedoshim, and being able to remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. As we find, the Gemara Zukti Menochas, Taf Mem Dalet, the Gemara talks about a person who was so careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis, when he was confronted with a severe temptation, Lo Aleinu, in the very last minute, the tzitzis came along, the Tovchei Alpono, it slapped him in his face, and he was rescued from the Aveira with that Isha. So we need to understand, how does the skula of the tzitzis work? Rashi, in fact, of Mplatz of Mposuk, is malgish this. And he says that the gematria of tzitzis is 600, plus the 8 threads and the 5 knots, totals taryak 613, and the gemara zogt in the dorim davchov, hey, that skula mitzis tzitzis keneged kol mitzis shivatorah. Tzitzis is so choshev as all the mitzis in the Torah. Tosis there on the Gemara compares the tzitzis to a choysim, a signet. And that signet, the masters used to make for the avodim. Likewise, tzitzis shows that we are faithful servants of the Ribbono Shel Olam. With this idea, the Rechaim HaKodesh explains why we put the tzitzis on the beged of four corners, as opposed to, say, three corners. Zukta, because the tzitzis is a siman of avdus, and that demonstrates that Hashem is the Boreh Olam over all the four corners of the world. It's for this reason that the Ari HaKodesh holds b'shita that one should wear tzitzis by day and by night during one's sleep, which is al pi halacha zman patur. And he bases his raya on the Gemara in Menachos. The famous Gemara of the Menachos, when David HaMelech Olav HaSholem went into the Beis HaMelchatz, he saw he was all min ha-mitzvahs, until he was reminded of the mitzvah of Mila. Now how comes he wasn't worried about the mitzvah of tzitzis when he went to sleep? Elamai is a raya, he must have worn tzitzis at night. Now, Heyois, since tzitzis is the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the seal has to be on us day and night in order to subjugate us to Hashem both by day and by night. And that's what we say in the L'shem Yichud before we put on the talis in the morning, while Yidei mitzis tzitzis tinotzel nafshi veruchi v'nishmosi utfilosi minachatzoinim. By putting on the talis, this holy beged, we are saved from any chitzoinim which could cholila disturb us during the course of the day. In biblical times, they had the tchelis, which by v'neseinu harabim, we've lost it. And the Gemara in Menachos asks, ma nishtana tchelis mikol mine tzivoinim? Why is tchelis different to all other colors? And the Gemara explains, because tcheles is doimel yam, the Tcheles is similar to the sea. Vayam doimelokia. The sea is similar to the sky. Vorekia doimelokisya kovet. The sky is similar to the kisya kovet. And the Gemara brings a posuk, Shenema, Vayares eleke Yisrael. And the Gemara brings another posuk, Voime, Kemare even sapi de muskisi, the posuk in Yecheskel. Below the kisya kovet is where the nafshus tzaddikim are stored. Now the tcheles was made from the blood of the fish chalozen, and that was found in the Yam HaMelech and only appeared once in 70 years. The Sefer Chinuch writes, Zeh b'zeh loshen, Zeh yomim rabim liYisrael, there's been many years have gone by, and lo yishamanu misha zocha letcheles letarisa. We haven't been zoicha, we haven't heard that anybody should be able to say edus that he's got tcheles on his becket. However, came along the Rajina Rebbe, Zeche Tzadik Livroch, Reb Yeshen Chanoich, in the year Tov Kuf Tzadik Tes, approximately 165 years ago, 1 year after the demis, the petira of Reb Kivega, Zeche Tzadik Livroch, Zchusi Yogadeir and Koliso. And this Rajina Rebbe was a Gaon Adya. He was a Gaon both in Niglum and in Nister. He was the author of many Svorim, and among them he wrote the Sefer, the Siddur Tahaz, which is learned universally in all yeshivas and kollelim on Yeridea. And he claimed to have rediscovered the Tcheles. Although, Bisman in his time, thousands of people were against it, and they held that that's not the Tcheles. Nevertheless, many Gedolim did go along with him and did accept it. The Rajina Rebbe wrote three svarim on this inyan of tcheles. The first one was entitled to Sfunei Tumunei Choyl, based on the blocha that Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholom gave Shevet Zvulun, the Zvulun Lechoyv Yamim Yishkoin. They had the schus to deal in ships and to support Yisrocha. So the Rebbe hired fishermen in order to catch the fish, the chalozen, and he enumerates in his Sefer 11 simonim proving that this must be the right fish, this is the chalozen from which one can make the tcheles. In the year Tov Resh Mem Ches, he published his second Sefer entitled Psil Tcheles, whereby he writes that he went to the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, and there he confirmed, after making discoveries, experiments, and inspections, that this must be the right fish to chalos. There's one shtickle kasha I've got on the Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, because the Chinuch writes beferish that the chalosin is found in the Yam HaMelech. And he writes he went to the Mediterranean Sea and he found the fish there. What?
Only dead ones.
Right. Also salty. Also salty. Of the Chinuch. Chinuch stayed befeished, I was in the Yam HaMelech. Yeah, I mean, the Yam HaMelech is an enclosed sea. No way could it have come in from the Mediterranean. Unless it lived beneath. Just like it came up once in 70 years was a rarity, it was a PRP nets. He went ahead, the Rebbe, the Rishlina Rebbe, and he published a third Sefer on Tcheles, entitled Ein Tcheles, and there he describes the color of the blood of the fish, and he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Beis Mehilchos Tzitzis, describes exactly how they made the tcheles. Zok the Rambam, they took wool, soaked it in sid, some kind of lime, then they washed it until it was spotless clean, heated it up in orlo, it's at some kind of spice, then they brought the blood of the chalozoin, which had a beautiful color of royal blue, placed it in a pot together with the wool mixed in with other spices called kemunya, and lo and behold, they had the trailers. Now, we still have to understand, how does the parsha of Tzitzis come to the parsha of the Meraglim in this week's Seder of Shlach Lecha? I once heard from Rabbi Smith, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, he was the original law before Rabbi Knopfler Shliter came into Sinai. It was a Zokin Mufluk, Rabbi Smith, and a Motka Smith, a Motka Ben Preda. And he said a nice word, that Heyois, that the Torah starts off by the parsha of the Meraglim, that Moya Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yusuris Eretz Canaan, that they should spy out Eretz Canaan, which was, after all, we know we're suffering other Yom Hazeh with the Meraglim, because Ilam Moleh, the Meraglim wouldn't have gone into, wouldn't have done what they did, wouldn't have come back with their report. We would probably, not probably, we would have definitely been in Eretz Yisrael, Ishtachas Gafna, Ishtachas Tenoi, the Beis Hamikdash would never have been Chorv. So because they spied that the Yisur was a wrong Yisur, the Torah comes along in the Parshas Tzitzis and says, V'lois Yisur Achor Ilam Alchem. To be Mesakin that the Yisur, we have to be careful with our eyes and not to go after our eyes and our hearts. The Rambam writes, in Sof Hilchas Yisur Bia, Bezer Loshen, Ein Lecha Dover B'chol HaTorah Kula, there's nothing in the whole Torah, Shehu Kosher L'Roi V'Om, which is so difficult for most people, Lifurish Elim in Aroyos. Lefikach, Zokta Rambam, Roi Loi Lo'odom, it's right for a person, Lochuv Yitzoy B'Dover Zer, to subjugate his Yitzah in this Inyan, Ulahargel Atzmoy Bikdushi Yeserah, and as also Chfian with extra Kedusha, Uva Machshove Torah, to have pure thoughts, Uva Deya Nechoina, to have the correct knowledge, Das Torah, Kedeli Notzel Mehem, that in order we should be saved from such a Yetzahara, Rahman al Islam. Zog the Slana Mareva, there's nothing worse that distances the Yid from HaKadosh Baruch Hu like these in Yonim. As we see, the Torah HaKadosha cautions us so often, Kedoshin Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani V'Yisem Kedoshim, as it says in the Parsha of the Tzitzis. Because the Yid without Kedusha is so far away from Hashem, he just cannot have any Shaychas with him. And so since Hashem doesn't make any unreasonable demands on us, as Chazal say, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo Betrunya al B'yoisov, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His kindness, Bechem Losoi, gave us Taryag Mitzvahs in order to be Mekadosh us. Each and every mitzvah is Mekadosh another Eva of our body. And this is the Inyan why we are Ma'atif the Talis over our body in the morning. We put the Talis over our, over Oiv of our body. Because Chazal tell us, Ho'ayin Roya, the eye sees, V'halev Choymet, the heart desires, U'klimaisim Goymim. So we wrap ourselves up in the Talis, covering our eyes, because the first spiritual breakdown is brought about through our eyes. As it says, Ho'ayin Roya. And so the Tikkun has to start off with our eyes. And this is the koyach of the mitzvah of tzitzit. It's the string, it's the rope that connects the yid to Hashem and brings about the kedusha over us. The Torah tells us in the parsha of tzitzit, "V'lois sosur acharei levavchem va'acharei anechem," and which on which the sefer Achinuch lists as two lavim. "V'lois sosur acharei levavchem," and "acharei anechem" is another lav. Now this needs hesber, because the Gemara says in Kedushin, the famous Gemara, Kedushin Daf Mem, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzaref Machshova Ro LaMaisa. The Eibishter doesn't join up a Machshova Ro with a Maisa. So why is one over on these thoughts? Zok Tzeb Chaim Vital, Zatzal, he explains that a Chet is made up of four parts. There's Machshavas HaMoyach, what goes on in your mind, in your cop, the brain. There's Yihur Elev, which goes on in the heart. there's Dibba, and then there's Maisa. In the Machshova, there are two inyonim. There's what we call a fleeting thought. It's just a passing idea. And then there's the hill in the lev, in the heart. If one doesn't cast away the fleeting Machshova, only one dwells on it. It's on this that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzalef the Rola Maisa. But on the hill Halev, this is considered a chet. And for that, one would be over the loisase. However, this is also not so glut. Because how is it possible that we should be cautioned on the love of loisosu? But the Gemara zukt in Brochus, in Bava Basra, in Get Poshet, in Kuf Samach Dalet, zukt the Gemara Omar Rav Amram Omar Rav. Sholash Averas, on three Averas, Einodam Nitzel Mehen Bechol Yoim. A person isn't saved on a daily basis. Hiru Avera, Iyun Tfila, and Loshon Hara. The Gemara says it's not Nafka Loshon Hara, it says Avak Loshon Hara, yeah? Is the answer is, one has to divert one's thoughts from the Nourishkeit to the Divrei Torah, which is Chochmah, and that will expand, that will broaden one's das, as the Chochmah Satorah is known to be Ayelet Sahovim V'yal Eschein, as we find in state in Uvas de Rav Nosson, that Kol Anoisin Divrei Torah Aliboy. If anybody puts the Divrei Torah and makes that's his first call, is mevatlen mimenu kol hiyu aveir. Min hashemayim, the Eibishter helps and takes away from him all the bad thoughts. As the Gemara says in Kiddushin, v'lofi Torah tavlin. The Eibishter says, I made the Torah, that's a tavlin, an antidote. The Torah tells us in the parasha of Tzitzis, u'isa moisoi, u'schaltem, es kol mitzvos Hashem, Leman tizkeru v'asisem es kol mitzvoisai. The Gemara zogt in Menachos daf mem gimel omed beis. Re'ia mevi'a lidei schir. By looking that may helps us remember. Schir mevi'a lidei asiya. By remembering that comes makes us helps us to do ma'aseh mitzvah. Zogt Chofetz Chaim zetal. It's true that the mitzvah of tzitzis, through that mitzvah a person will come to remember the mitzvahs of Hashem. But this will only work if one learns first the dinim of that particular mitzvah. But if someone hasn't learned at all, now how will the schirah help? What's he got to remember if he hasn't learned? So the Gornish was to gedenken. Says the Chofetz Chaim, from here we can see that the first and most important thing is to learn the Torah Kedoshah. And to know all the mitzvahs, and then one once learnt, then the skula of the tzitzis will help him to remember to perform the mitzvahs. The Yalkut Raveni brings something remarkable. It's stated by the Maisa with Cain and Hevel, back in Bereshit, Vayoyme Cain and Hevel. And then by Parshas Tzitzis, state in our Parsha, Vayoyme Hashem and Moshe. Mele zut the Yalkut Raveni, we've got Xer Shover. Hey, Yoyz is stated by Cain and Hevel, Vayoyme. And Dor stated in Parshas Tzitzis, Vayoyme Hashem and Moshe. Melamed Shekayin veHevel hoyu chalukim beParshas Tzitzis. Cain and Hevel in their machloikas must have been arguing about Tzitzis. And the reason why Hashem accepted Hevel was because the Torah Akdosha says veHevel hevi gam hu mibchures tzoynoi umechelben. As the Ramban explains, when one brings a korban, one has to imagine that he himself ought to be on the Mizbeach, and his blood ought to be poured out. Only the Chemes Hashem, out of the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he accepts his korban in place of himself. Now Hevel reached this Madrega, because state in Posuk, the Hevel Hevi Gam Hu, Hevel brought himself in place of the Behemah. And that was Bimkoim the korban to Hashem. However, Cain, what did Cain bring? Cain bought only from Pri Adomo. He wasn't prepared to be makif himself with Messias Nefesh to Hashem. So Hashem refused him. He said to him, Echtavten Yishob. Because the true Oyved gives up everything for Hashem, Begufay Ubanafshay. Says Evkiva Soifes Etzal, the Pesbogarov, Einikl of the Ksav Soifer, or Einikl of the Ksam Soifer, that this was the machlokes between Cain and Hevel. Hevel held that the Ikar Voida is not just for Machshava alone, but one also has to be Makdish oneself, Lichvoid Hashem. As it says, Beficha Ubilvovcha Lalsoi Soi. However, Cain held Beshitta, that the goof of the person has absolutely no shaykhus to the Avodas Hashem. He maintained it's all in the cup, it's all in the mind. And this says the Baal HaKedah was the machlokes between Moshe and Korach. Because the continuation of the Parsha of Tzitzis, which is Sof Shlach, leads on to Korach. Rashi brings the Parsha of Tzitzis in the beginning of Korach. Because Korach held Beshitta, that Talas Shekula Trelas, a talus which is completely made of trailers, is part of the tzitzis. Because the trailers is doima to the Rikia, which reminds us of the Kisei HaKovet. However, Moshe Rabbeinu held that the talus is chayev b'tzitzis. As we said, the tzitzis is begimati tariyag, 613, together with 8 threads and the 5 knots, to teach us that we have to keep and do the mitzvahs b'poil and serve Hashem with our kuf. This is what the Yalkut means, that Cain and Hevel were arguing in the Parsha of Tzitzis in the Machloikas of Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach. Hevel thought that the Chiyuv of Tzitzis is not enough just for Machshava, to think about the godless Abayah. So, the state, Hevel Hevi Gam Hu. He bought himself in order to be Machshavet his guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Cain, he bought only from the Priya Adomo. And that was conditional. From what he bought from because he held that Beshitta, that the guf, the person's body, has no shaykhus to one's avodas Hashem. And therefore, talus shekula trailers, a talus which is completely made of trailers, whereby we automatically remember Hashem, will be potter from tzitzis, because it's enough to be over Hashem just with b'machshava. The Torah tells us to put tzitzis on the corners of our begodim, and the Torah expresses itself ledoy loisom. State ledoy loisom in the Sefer Torah. There's no vav. There's no dots. So you can read the word, says the Zohar Kodesh, as Ledirosom. But if the Baal Koyah would read Ledirosom, you'll have to go back. But in Drush, the Zohar Kodesh, to touch up Ledirosom, we can touch it as Ledirosom. Dir is a dwelling where you live. So as the Zohar explains, the first two parshas of the Shema V'Hoyim Shemoya, that's written in the Mezuzah. That we put on the doorpost of every Yiddish home. The third parsha, the parsha of tzitzis, is not placed in the mezuzah, the parsha of the tzitzis. Now, oy vazoy, darf man verstehen, how can the mezuzah and its korach hashmira be completed? When we put on our talis cotton in the morning, what we do is, we wrap ourselves up in the third parsha, the parsha of tzitzis. And eventually, when we put on the tefillin, we are protected threefold. As the Gemara Zot in Menachos, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Kol sheyesh loy tefillin b'roishoy, he who wears tefillin on his cup, the tefillin b'zoy on his arm, the tzitzis begodah, puts tzitzis on his corners, of his clothes, mezuzah b'pisko, and the mezuzah on his door, hakoil b'chizek, he's got a chazoka, shelo yechta, he'll never come to do an aveira. Shenem azui v'yishtet in Koheles, Shloim HaMelech writes, v'achut ha-meshulash, loy b'mheir yonotik. If you've got a rope and it's twisted threefold, it's very, very difficult to unravel. Finally, there's a beautiful vault from the Chassam Sofer, Zchus Yom Halein. And he says like this, we start off the Kriya Shema with Hashem Elokeinu. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We are honored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we've been zoicha that He is our God. When we've said Shema and been mekabel the oil malchus Shemaim and the Avos Hashem bo avtos Hashem alekecha, combined with the tefillin, the mezuzah and the tzitzis, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is honored with us. Ani Hashem alekechem. As the Novi Yeshaya says, Yisrael asher b'cho espoer. And I'm going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proud of us that we are His Yidden. However, in the Sefer Torah, it doesn't say the word emes. The Seder finishes off, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Dot Shteitish emes. Why? Because that's not definite of the Chassam Sofer. Because it's only conditional. Hashem is telling us, Im Kedoshim Tiyu, if we'll be holy, then I'll be your God. In the Parsha of Tzitzis, the Sefer Torah finishes off with Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Shteitish emes. Because it's not definite, it's only conditional. If we will be holy, then Ani Hashem Elokeichem. However, when we're holding in the Kriya Shema, we are wrapped up in our tzitzis and in our tefillin. So if we're mekabel the Malchus Shemayim be'ahava, then we can definitely say Ani Hashem Elokeichem be'emes. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo Zalman is helping you, Yirotzen, Shenishmat Filaseinu, Be'ahava.